A reading from the prophet Isaiah. A shoot springs from the stock of Jesse. A scion trusts from his roots. On him the spirit of the Lord rests, a spirit of wisdom and insight, a spirit of counsel and power, a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is his breath. He does not judge by appearances. He gives no verdict on hearsay, but judges the wretched with integrity, and with equity gives a verdict for the poor of the land. His word is a rod that strikes the ruthless. His sentences bring death to the wicked. Integrity is a loincloth round his waist, faithfulness the belt about his hips. The wolf lives with the lamb, the panther lies down with the kid. Calf and lion cub feed together, with a little boy to lead them. The cow and the bear make friends. Their young lie down together. The lion eats straw like the ox. The infant plays over the cobra's hole. Into the viper's lair, the young child puts his hand. They do no hurt, no harm. On all my holy mountain, for the country is filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters swell the sea. That day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. It will be sought out by the nations, and its home will be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace to
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Everything that was written long ago in the scriptures was meant to teach us something about hope from the examples scripture gives of how people who did not give up were helped by God. And may he who helps us when we refuse to give up help you all to be tolerant with each other, following the example of Christ Jesus, so that, united in mind and voice, you may give glory to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It can only be to God's glory, then, for you to treat each other in the same friendly way as Christ treated you. The reason Christ became the servant of circumcised Jews was not only so that God could faithfully carry out the promises made to the patriarchs, it was also to get the pagans to give glory to God for his mercy. As Scripture says in one place, "For this I shall praise you among the pagans and sing your name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In due course, John the Baptist appeared. He preached in the wilderness of Judea, and this was his message: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." This was the man the prophet Isaiah spoke about when he said, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, and make his paths straight." This man John wore a garment of camel hair with a leather belt round his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole Jordan district made their way to him. And as they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, they confessed their sins. But when he saw a number of Pharisees and Sadducees come in for baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the retribution that is coming? But if you are repentant, produce the appropriate fruit, and do not presume to tell others. We have Abraham for our father, because I tell you, God can raise children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is laid to the roots of the tree, so that any tree which fails to produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown on the fire. I baptize you in water for repentance, but the one who follows me is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff will be burnt on the fire that will never go out." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, today the Gospel says, "Prepare the way." We are here to prepare the ways of the Lord. We are here to prepare the ways for our, not only for us, but our children, those who are coming after us. I do remember last Thursday, Tony's funeral. Lived only 51 years. He was preparing his way to his home. He was preparing his children how to grow in faith. We all need to prepare. Before coming to the church, we took a little time to prepare, trust ourselves. But Jesus says, we need to prepare our heart. So the major themes of the Gospels are conversion, penance, lifestyle. Today, as we the feast of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, but the church celebrates it on Monday, because on Sundays we celebrate only Christ feast and the celebrations. John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord, and he was waiting for the Messiah. I just start with a funny story. The story is told about a factory owner. And the owner made a very surprise visit to the plant, his own. And so he saw a man leaning very lazily against a post. He was not working. And the factory manager, the owner, he asked in a very hard voice, "How much you are paid a month?" The man replied, £2,000. And the owner gave him £2,000. "Here is your monthly salary. Don't ever come back in my factory." And he left in a very hurry way. And the manager of the factory told the owner, "Sir, that man is not our worker. He was here to deliver a pizza." So he was in such a way, he was preparing. We need to prepare not only for us, for others. When you come to the church, other people will see why these people are going to this church. Why? It's a time of evangelization. The way you behave in your family, the way you behave in front of Jesus. In today's gospel, the gospel began to say John the Baptist was a voice that was crying out the desert. What is desert? Sahara. Or even in India we have. The desert is a place of nothingness. There is no water. There is no food, nothing. But even in the desert, people have a very hope. Friends, don't lose your hope. Even if you feel terrible sadness, difficulties in our life. And John taught, he says, "I am here to change your life." The first thing what Bible brought is he was a man of prayer. I would recommend you in this Advent season, spend a little more time in silence and solitude and in prayer. That was the first quality of Saint John the Baptist. Secondly, he was an authentic person. a man of conviction. He lived what he preached. It would be nice in this Advent season or throughout the year, year of the word, a little time reading the Bible, maybe 5 minutes during your supper time. Last Sunday I said 20 minutes, but I reduced 5 minutes because I'm sure it won't function. Just I tried my Lord have mercy at the beginning. It won't function. So try to read the word of God. In this Advent season, in order to prepare, we don't look at others, what they are doing. It's not our business. Even we don't look into ourselves. No. But we just look into the gospel, into Jesus, then everything will be changed. And thirdly, he was a man of sacrifice, not comfort. We sometimes ask, why do we take pain to come in the church in the Sunday? We ask, why do we take sacrifice and pain to serve our partner? It's more than a commitment. It is our love. Each and every sacrifice will bring fruit. The children's in the children's liturgy hall now. It is sacrifice for them. But they will gain it afterwards. By his lifestyle, his dressing, eating habits, he showed the sacrifice. Maybe during the Advent season, a kind of sacrifice or fasting from all the medias, controlling our passions and emotions. We don't control others. Even we don't control ourselves, but we look into the Bible. Fourthly, he lived with a great humility. He just said, he is greater than me. The one who is coming after me is greater. Let each and everyone in this Advent season say, husband said to the, looking into the eyes of the wife, say, you are greater than me. And looking into the eyes of the husband, let the wife say, you are greater than me, I am nothing. At least for this Sunday today. But try our best. John came as a man of repentance. Actually, repentance means take a U-turn. You are looking into the Word of God, and you are looking into Jesus, the Emmanuel. The repentance, the real repentance says, I cannot do it myself. God, give me life. We are incapable of doing everything, friends. We need trust. Trust in God. God will help you. God will do a miracle in your life. Don't be sad or fear. Just to say that there is a God who is sitting at the mighty throne. He is Yahweh, he is Jesus. And he will come and protect me. That is the conversion. I just finished with a beautiful story, Christmas story, which I always loved. It is a story you all might have heard. The story of Henry, the Christmas story, the gift of the Magi. It says, it's a story about the disparately poor young couple living in New York. around the last end of the last century. Neither had money sufficient to buy a gift for the other. So they each secretly went out and sold something of worth. He sold his prized pocket watch to get her decorative combs for her long hair, beautiful hair. When he presented them to her, she removed her scarf to reveal that she had her hair clipped and sold to purchase a chain for his pocket watch. You imagine. The thrust of the story is so obvious. It's not what you give that is important, but the sharing spirit of love with which it is given. That's what Bob at the beginning said. It's not important to give the gifts, the Christmas presents, but at the same time, donate with a sincere heart. That begins from our life, our family. That is the conversion. And it says, I am less, you are greater. That is the real conversion that John preached. It is because you are my Savior, you are my great, you are bigger than me. Amen.